It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. And good to have you listening in on this Sunday. You're on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Delighted to have you listening in. It'll be a great broadcast today as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And on this Lord's Day, we are going to be praying for churches and pastors all across America. And we're so thankful to have you listening in here on BPN Radio praying with us. Don't forget that we got a prayer leaders gathering coming up on April 9th, 10th, 11th. And you can be a part of that. If you're a prayer leader, want to be a prayer leader, or you just want to come and pray with us, that will be in Austin, Texas, Compass Church. And you could go to bpnradio.com and you can register, free registration. We have 100 seats available there, and it's going to be a wonderful 3 days, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and Saturday morning, so everybody can get back for church on Sunday. Speaking of church, we're so thankful for pastors and churches all across America that are a part of Breakout Prayer Network. We have almost 1,000 churches represented, and we love the church. I love the church, and I have spent all of these years either pastoring churches or going to churches and ministering, so we love the church. We're very thankful today for the church. So thanks for being a part of BPN. Father, we are so thankful for this very first day of March. It's already March, ladies and gentlemen. Father, we thank you for this first day of March broadcast. We pray that you would anoint this broadcast today. Anoint me as I lead prayer. And may I just have the words to say and the words to pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I really appreciate you being a part of BPN. Thank you for praying with us for these many, many days. And we are praying because we know there's still hope for America. America is in jeopardy. I don't have to rehearse that to you. But I also know that America is ready, is very primed for revival. We need to see a change, not just a change in political parties or the same old, same old. We need to see a change in the atmosphere of this nation, the moral climate of America. And we know that that is going to come as people pray individually, and as people pray corporately. And so I trust that you will pray with me today. And we are praying today for church services all across America. And Father, as we start this broadcast today, we want to pray for every pastor and every church. And as we're praying for pastors, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Rex Johnson as he celebrates his 25th anniversary today at Christian Life Center in Austin, Texas. My friend, Pastor Rex Johnson. I love pastors. I appreciate pastors. I'm thankful. I was a pastor for over 20 years, so I know what it is. And I know the tremendous responsibility that they carry. And so let's pray for pastors. Why don't you just take a moment to pray for your pastor and just ask God to bless him as he ministers today and on this Lord's Day. Just take a few moments to do that. Would you do it? Just call your pastor's name in prayer. Thank you, Father God, for these pastors that care for the sheep, that love the sheep, care for the sheep. And your pastor is so very, very important in your life. You need to know who your pastor is, and your pastor needs to know who you are. That's very, very important so that you can hear their voice and they can hear your voice. So, Father, we pray for every pastor today as they minister the word of God all across the land, across America, nations of the world. And we pray that you'll bless every church service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We pray today for all of the Christians around the world that are being persecuted. Would you help me pray? Father, we pray for Christians all across the land that are being persecuted for the name of Jesus, particularly Christians that are being raped, murdered, beheaded, tortured, driven from their homes all across Syria, Iraq, many places in the Far East. And we know that we will not be excluded if we do not pray. And so we just pray for these Christians. We pray for Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, as he makes his way to America to speak before Congress this Tuesday. And we pray, Father God, that you would give him a safe journey here, that you would give him favor, and that you would bless him. We pray for Israel today. We pray for the hedge of protection over that tiny nation that you have made covenant with. And we just ask God in Jesus' name that you watch over Israel, protect Israel in the name of Jesus. We pray for another revival in America, another spiritual awakening, and that churches will respond all across the land to pray in Jesus' name. If you're not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, if you don't get our daily prayers, you can go to our website, letspraymerica.com. You can sign up there if you will. Well, we're going to have some worship music today, and here's a couple of friends of mine, and this is Darren Shaw, Eric Triplett, worship leaders there at Cathedral of Praise here in Austin, Texas. they've written a great song and sang a great song. And they just talk about there's no God like my God, and I certainly agree with that. So here's the Triplet. Here's the Triplet Connection. You can purchase their music on iTunes, and they are a great couple of guys. Here they are, singing about no God like my God.
Gather earth and sing to the great I am. Prepare the way for him with praises. He forever forever is glorious above his creation, and we magnify the Lord and sing aloud. There is no one like our God. The earth and sing
there you have it. No one like our God. That is Darren Shaw, Eric Triplett, and two wonderful young men, great, great men of God, songwriters. I just thank you for praying with me today here on BPN Radio, and I know the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. The power of us praying together is so awesome. And today, we're praying for the church in America. Do you realize the church is under major attack? And Christy, there's a war on Christianity in America that we as Christians must understand and recognize that we are coming under attack. We who believe that there is only one God, one true God. His name is Jehovah. He's the creator of the universe. He spoke the word and the worlds came into existence. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And he has only one son whose name is Jesus, who came into this earth born of a virgin birth, who lived and died on a cross, a cruel cross, who shed his blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He sits at the right hand of Jehovah, Father God, ever to make intercession for us. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, our paraclete, our guide, to dwell with us, baptized us with the Holy Ghost, given us a prayer language that we might intercede beyond our natural comprehension, and gave us the tools that we need to live life fully, to live life abundantly. So he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I'm thankful today, and I'm thankful for the church. I know that there may be many of you listening today that you don't have a home church, but I believe that God desires for you to have a home church. And there are those of you that may have to work on Sunday. Maybe you are incapacitated. You can't go to church. Maybe there are those of you that have been hurt or wounded in the house of your friends. But it was not the church that hurt you. It was individuals that hurt you. So we're praying for the church today. We're praying that God would strengthen the church, would help the church, and would ignite the church. And we're praying for pastors all across America, because there are so many pastors that are under attack. We're going to pray for them. Do you know that there are 1,500 pastors a month that are leaving the ministry? 1,500 a month. And there are churches that are being closed down all across America. Many of these church buildings are being turned into mosques. And so while many churches are being closed across America, many mosques are purchasing these buildings, are building mosques. And so we have the rise of Islam in America. And we must realize that Christianity is being attacked from every direction. And so where does Satan want to start with shutting down the church? We know that he can't do it. But where does the attack begin? It begins with the pastor, with the shepherd. For the Bible says, smite the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. And so we're going to pray for pastors right now. I know that we're praying for the church in general, the blood-bought church. Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we know that the church, we know that, Satan cannot defeat the church. But what he wants to do is diminish the church, or divide the church, or discourage the church. So where does it begin? It begins at the pulpit. And so we got to pray right now. We got to pray in the name of Jesus for every pastor on this Sunday. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we put on our armor, because we know there is a spiritual war going on. against pastors and their companions and their children, their family, the leadership of the church. But we start with the pastor, the shepherd, and we put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, and we're watching for the saints, and we're praying in the Holy Ghost. Kebrishere rando urusikite mandaribiki terebakut, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for every pastor in this nation and nations of the world that's leading a congregation. And we bind every satanic force, every satanic power that is coming against them. Pastors that are being tempted to resign their church, some getting out of the ministry, 1,500 are leaving the ministry every month. We pray for them now. As a man that pastored for over 20 years, I sat where they sat. That's what Ezekiel said. He said, I sat where they sat. And I know what leading a church is. I know the burdens. I know the load. I know the responsibility of a pastor, because I've been there. Late at night, I've sat up with people going through difficulty. I sat with a woman that prayed for a baby for so long, and she lost her baby, and I can still hear her crying. I went to the hospital, the emergency room, and there is a faithful couple in my church, and they are dying after severe automobile accident. And I sat at a table with a family that just lost their mother, a precious woman in our church. I know what it is. I know the responsibility. I know what it is to love people and then they turn against you. You pray for them. You sat with them. You encourage them. And then they turn and walk away from you. I know the difficulties that a pastor has. And I intercede right now for every shepherd, every pastor in America. Torete alabronda so mashike bakundere kit mandas andabokote ibrishemende sandaba uraba urbiite. Those that are carrying the responsibility of their congregation. In Jesus' name, would you pray for your pastor right now? As Courtney Vandiver Barra, as she plays some music for us, would you pray for your pastor right now? Would you just lift him up in prayer right now? Pray for him. Pray for his family. Pray for his marriage. In Jesus' name. Go ahead. Let's pray right now. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every shepherd, every pastor today. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of discouragement, warfare that is coming against him. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. For there is no other name under heaven where men might be saved but the name of Jesus. And we know that name is very powerful today. The name of Jesus. And I have a spiritual granddaughter who's going to sing a song right now. And it just talks about the name of Jesus. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray for the church today. I'm going to pray for you. the will, plan, and purpose of God being done in your part, your place, in that local church. So in Jesus' name, I declare that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And I'm going to be right back. Here's Mallory Shannon.
There is not a name more beautiful. There is not a name more precious to me. There is not a name more holy than your name, Jesus, your name. There is not a name more righteous than yours. There is not a name more worthy than your name, Jesus, your name. For all that you are, Lord, I am so grateful to you. And all that I am, I'll give up for.
Mallory Shannon, one of my spiritual granddaughters there. Incredible, incredible song. The name of Jesus. Well, delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on this Sunday. And proclaiming the name of Jesus, lifting up the name of Jesus. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time, 24 hours a day, you can pray with me. And we realize the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. He said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he said, I'd hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we need a healing in America. And we are so thankful for nations. We have about 18 nations now that are praying with us for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. This Thursday, the 15th day of January, I'm going to be sharing what I see coming to America, other nations of the world, and what I'm seeing and hearing. I've been doing this since 1990 as a prayer and prophetic voice in America. So I invite you to tune in. I'm praying for the church today on this Sunday, on this Sabbath day. We've been praying for pastors, 1,500 ministers leaving the ministry every month. And so it is a crisis, and it's happening because there is a war on the church. But we know that Jesus said the gates of hell is not going to prevail against the church. So, Father, we pray today. We pray for the church in Jesus' name. And we pray for people that are listening today here on BPN Radio. We pray for their place in the church. And I know one of the weaknesses of the church today is that people are not planted. They are not involved in the local church. Many of them just come to church for 1 hour. They take an hour to get dressed. Then they go to church for an hour. They may take 30 minutes or an hour to drive back home. And some of them are saying, what is the use? We can just watch it on, we can watch church on television, or we can watch our service by internet. Why should we take all of this time to get dressed, go, and maybe watch most of the service on a screen and then just go home? I don't believe that God has just called people just to go and observe. I believe that there is a participation. But I do know that even if you do that, I do know that you are receiving a measure of ministry. And I know that there are people that may look for you, watch for you. I know that you may have an opportunity to build some relationships. But I do believe that God is wanting to plant you in a local church where you are able to get involved. A church where you know the pastor. The pastor knows your name, knows who you are. And I just believe that God wants to. I visited a church not long ago. A church that has about 2,000 people on Sunday, but the pastor stands at the door and greets everybody, hugs their neck, knows who they are, and is very personable. I believe that God has called shepherds to be personable, touchable. And there are some people that have a pastor, but that pastor does not know who they are. That pastor will not be able to preach their funeral or be able to reach out and touch them. I just believe this is a day when people need to go to church where they're able to touch the pastor, and the pastor reaches out to them, and particularly during days or times of crises. So I believe that these are days when God is wanting to plant his people in a local church. And you may be so discouraged about the church, but I believe that God desires for you to have a church where the Holy Spirit is saying, this is your church and this is your pastor. So there's so many people going to church, they're what I'm calling visiting churches. But they don't have, they're not really planted in a church. Let me just, this is not a teaching or preaching, broadcast. This is a prayer broadcast. But let me just read these scriptures to you because I think they're very important. From Psalms chapter 92, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. The righteous. those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. I've been a Christian since I was a boy because my parents took me to church. They did not send me to church. And I was taught to love the house of God. I was taught to respect and honor my pastor. And I was taught reverence for God. It's so important. And I got planted in the house of the Lord. You must understand that Jesus set the example. His life, his mother and father took him to church. They took him to the temple, and there was one Simeon, and there was one Anna, who was an intercessor in the house of God. Simeon the prophet, because he had declared that he would see the Messiah. And he took him up in his arms. He took Jesus, the baby Jesus, up in his arms, and he began to bless him, and he dedicated him. There was a dedication to God. It's important that we dedicate our children to God and proclaim and declare that they did not come into the world. We did not bring them into the world in order for them to serve the devil or to serve themselves, but we brought them into this world by choice. And we have chosen for them to serve God. If they're away from God right now, we can't give up. We must do battle for our sons and daughters if necessary. But what Mary and Joseph did was they brought baby Jesus. They brought him into the house of God where he was dedicated, and he got planted in the house of the Lord. And so he said, on this rock I'm going to build my church. So when we are planted in the house of the Lord, we will prosper. We will be blessed. The Bible said that we will flourish even in old age. And, you know, I've been married now for a long time. I've been married for 53 years, almost 54 years. So, you know, I'm not a real young man, although I am young in heart. And I still have great passion for God, and I have passion for the local church. And so my ministry has not been established outside the local church. I do some ministry outside the local church, but my primary focus and my primary ministry is in the house of the Lord, because I believe in the house of the Lord. I believe in having a pastor. So I have a pastor that knows my name and loves me, watches for me, prays for me, encourages me, and even though I don't see him every day, I know that I can reach out to him. So I'm going to pray for those of you that are not planted in the house of the Lord. You don't, maybe you just attend a church, but you are not planted. What am I talking about? I am talking about, and I'm praying for you, and I'm going to pray for you even more. I'm talking about finding your place in the local church. Whether you're part of the music ministry, the prayer ministry, the youth ministry, the children's ministry, the outreach ministry, you are not just attending. You are not just a taker. You are going and you are paying your tithes. You are giving the first 10% of your income to the local church, not to charity, but the local church. Now, don't turn me off. Because I believe that there is a war on Christianity and there's a war on the church. And many people today are leaving the local church because they don't think it's necessary. But it is necessary. It's necessary for you. It's necessary for your family. And you must not allow your children to dictate to you where you go to church. And if there's a father in the house, you fathers need to make sure that your children, you lead the way, make sure that you and your family are planted in a local church, and guard against offenses and guard against taking up offenses. So I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now that you will be planted in a local church so that you will flourish, so that you will be blessed. A local church that has a regular meeting place with a pastor, with a leader, not someone else that calls the shots. In fact, right now, while I'm praying for you, I bind every spirit of control and manipulation in the local church. I bind every Jezebel spirit. That is a spirit that tries to take authority over the leadership of the church. It's a wicked spirit. And it's a spirit that will damage churches, that will destroy local congregations. It's a spirit that wants to have her own way. And she will use, most of the time, prophecy. She will give people prophetic words. She will try to rise above the pastor and try to present herself as the spiritual leader, many times even replacing the pastor's wife as the first lady of the church. And I bind that Jezebel spirit now from operating in the local church in Jesus' name. I pray that there will be no controlling, manipulating spirits, that every church will be led by a pastor and not a committee. Remando riquite le bronco labrata sacota labrete. I declare that every church will be led by a pastor and not a committee that hires and fires their little preacher man. In the name of Jesus, I bind that. And if you see that in a local church where the pastor is not the spiritual leader, he does not lead the church, but it's led by some committee, you need to find you a church where you know that a man of God is leading the church, leading his family, and it's not being led by a Jezebel spirit. Now, don't turn me off. Don't turn me off. In Jesus' name, I declare in the name of the Lord that churches are going to be led by strong men, not by weaklings, not by those who are afraid or are intimidated by certain individuals in the congregation. In the name of Jesus, I call for strong pastors. I call for strong leaders. I call for elders who help the pastor and stand with the pastor like Aaron and Hur stood with Moses, holding up his hands. In Jesus' name, not a church led by a committee. And I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will find your place in the local church. I pray right now that you will be able to exercise the gifts and talents and abilities that you have. And I pray that when you are disciplined by the leadership of the church, that you will take the disciplinary action against you. And if necessary, that you repent. I know this is pretty strong. I know this is pretty strong, but a man that's been in the ministry now, entering my 50th year, I'm declaring that I did not start yesterday. And I know the battle, I know the intensity, and I know that Satan desires to destroy your effectiveness in the local church. He desires for you to bail out of the local church. He desires for you to be offended so that you will be so hurt and so offended that you will leave the local church and go home alone. Home Alone Part 1. Some of you may be involved in Home Alone Part 2, but Satan desires to get you home alone so that he can beat you up. He wants to isolate you, contain you. But I declare in Jesus' name that you will release that offense and that you will walk in love and forgiveness, and that you will not take up an offense against someone, against some leader on behalf of someone else when you don't know the whole story. In the name of Jesus, you don't know what's gone on behind the scene. You don't know what's taking place. And you say, yeah, but you know, my friend, the person that I love so much, trusted so much, has been hurt, has been offended, and you've taken up the offense. I believe there's grace for the person offended. I just don't believe that there's grace for the person that takes up the offense. So the person actually that takes up the offense, it becomes the one that is the major victim. The person offended, they will eventually get over that. But the person that takes up the offense, many times that pattern of destruction becomes so strong in their life that they, many of them are in a backslidden condition. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. I intercede for you right now. You that have not found your place in the local church, I pray that God would plant you in a place where you know who your pastor is and your church is, and you would be faithful. And when Sunday morning comes, there would be no discussion about what you're going to do. Are we going to go to church today? Yes, we're going to go to church today. This is the Lord's day. This is Sunday. This is the Lord's day. Yes, we will. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you wake up with excitement and enthusiasm each Lord's day. So I pray for you now. I pray for you now. I intercede for you now in the name of Jesus that you will be planted in the local church. And if you leave a church, you will not take anybody with you. Don't take anybody with you. Don't allow anybody to take up your offense. And if you happen to leave a local church, you need to go to the pastor and say, I want your blessings. I don't want just to went, went, W-E-N-T. I want to be sent, S-E-N-T. In Jesus' name, a divine order in your life, a divine order in your life because somebody's watching you. Your family members are watching you. And I pray for you fathers right now in Jesus' name. I pray for the men that are listening to this prayer service today, to this prayer broadcast. I pray for you men that you'll be mighty men of God, not just a strong physical man with bulging biceps. But you will be a mighty man in the spirit. You will lead your family. You will be an example to your family. In the name of Jesus. Not just at church, but at home. You would not just be an incredible man in the secular world. But you will be an incredible man in the house of God. And I know that there are men that are strong in the secular world. But when they come to the house of God, they're servants. I'll never forget going to Scotland a couple of years ago, and a man came out of the church building to take my Bible and take my coat and to lead me into the pastor's office and get me some water and some tea. Later, I found out that this man that was serving me was the leading physician at his hospital, his local hospital there in Scotland. An incredible man of influence, and yet he came to the house of God to be a servant. So I declare in Jesus' name that if you want to be a leader in the house of God, if you want to be a leader in the realm of the Spirit, you will be a servant. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve. And he set the example by taking the basin of water and the towel and washing his disciples' feet. So I pray right now for you men, that you will go into the house of God, even though you may be an incredible man of influence in the secular world, but you will go into the house of God today, and that you will be the leader that God has called you to be, that God has called you to be in the spiritual realm. I pray that, sir, I pray for you and your family, that you will be planted in the house of the Lord. I pray a planting prayer for you. In Jesus' name, that every Sunday, every Lord's Day, you will lead your family to the house of God. God is a generational God. The Bible said that Abraham dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And so Abraham passed it down to Isaac, and Isaac to Jacob, and Jacob to Joseph, and so forth and so on. And so one day, if you'll be faithful to the house of God, if you'll be faithful to the house of the Lord, then you'll not only see your children there, but you'll see your grandchildren. And if you live long enough, your great-grandchildren. God is a generational God. So I pray that God would strengthen you, that you would find your place, and you say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, just go and serve and say to the pastor, what can I do? How can I serve you? And you will be blessed, and you will prosper, and the Bible says that you will flourish. So I pray for the strength. I pray for your strength today. I pray for strong families, strong marriages. Former President Abraham Lincoln said, strong marriages make a strong nation. And I believe that strong marriages are developed in the local church. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for your family. And I pray that you will lead your family in prayer. And I pray the church will pray. And if the church prays, we're going to see revival in America. We're going to see another spiritual awakening. Here's Casting Crowns, talking about prayer. And then I'm going to do a closing prayer before we end this broadcast today. Here's Casting Crowns.
What if the arms of the Lord picked up and dusted off their sword, found to set the captive free, and not let Satan have command? What if the church for heaven's sake stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? And all who bear his name would humbly sing his praise, yeah. He turned from their own way. What would happen if we pray for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could pray, and unborn children see light. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking, what if his pain?
Well, we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. We're going to pray. He said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said he would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And so we declare in Jesus' name right now, Lord, for a healing in our nation, a healing in our land, and may the church pray, and may pastors call their congregations to pray in Jesus' name. We are a force in the earth when we pray. So we pray, Lord, for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for a revival in 1,000 cities. We pray that pastors will call their church congregations to seasons of prayer, seeking your face, Lord, as we begin 2015. Lord, we need you today. Oh, God, we need you today. Would you come and heal our nation? You said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And so we pray right now for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. I want to thank you for praying with me here. on BPN Radio, the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago in my prayer time and said to me, I want you to lead prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. And I have a producer by the name of Michael Sean Bourne. I appreciate Michael, who has spent so much time helping me set up my studio. And it's been no easy task, but I know that it's been worth it. And doing the will of God is not always an easy task. But I've learned a long time ago that I'm to pray and obey. Pray and obey. And so here I am. And here you are. We're praying together. And I'd like for you to go to my website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. I would appreciate if you go down to the bottom of the website, there's a donate button. And donating to this ministry by check, by credit card, by PayPal, I believe we're a worthy cause. I've been a minister now. This is my 50th year, starting my 50th year, and leading prayer since 1967, a prayer and prophetic voice since 1985. And I thank you for praying with me. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and double-click where it says prayer request. Send in your prayer request. Cheryl Ortiz, our prayer coordinator, has a team praying, and she'll send your prayer request there, and that team of people will pray for you. I have a website called letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can go there and sign up and receive a 60-second prayer via email every day. Every day. I've been doing that now for 17 months, every day. And we have a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, pray with me every day. And you can do the same. I have some resources there that you can pray along with me. And just go to resources, letsprayamerica.com, resources. Thank you for praying with me today. It's been a wonderful day. And I'm going to be back tomorrow at this same time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.